Chapter 15, The Art of Persuasive Attraction. The following techniques are intended for single people, or if you're married, to be used on your spouse to spice things up a little. Some people are born with the natural ability to attract the opposite sex. Others are just not lucky enough, or maybe they just haven't found the solution yet. Possessing the face of an Adonis can be an asset. Having the six-pack abs of Brad Pitt can be an asset too. But even if you don't have these features, you still have the potential to attract the opposite sex, like bees to honey. Apply the techniques in this chapter, and I can reasonably assure you that you'll be pursued regardless of any flaw that you may have in your physical appearance. Establish the proper mindset. Repeat the following. Number one. I radiate charm, confidence, and attraction that women or men find extremely attractive. Number two, I have the awesome capacity to meet, attract, and win over any women or man I want. Number three, my actions, words, and thoughts are bringing me irresistible power with women or men. Number four, I am the best-looking person on earth. Women or men are dying to meet me. Number five, I have unlimited power to get any woman or man I desire. Number six, I am the master of my mind. I can attract anyone with my attracting moves. Number seven, I always know what to say and do to melt any woman's or man's heart any day. Create your own affirmations. Just remember to fully believe in what you're saying. Repeat them over and over until they become a part of your belief system. Say them. Feel them. Breathe them. Say them out loud for at least 15 minutes a day. I know you may get discouraged because you don't know if they're really going to work, but trust me, they will. Just believe and say them out loud every day. The payoff will be rewarding. You may want to record them while you're saying them. Listen to them whenever you're waiting for the bus or just killing some time. These affirmations are extremely effective if you couple them with vivid visualizations. As you're saying them, imagine the woman or man of your dreams proposing to you or saying to you how much he or she is in love with you. Let your body attract. Here's what you have to do in order to catch the eye of your honey bunch. Smile sincerely and frequently. Give non-offensive touches. Have a sense of humor. Learn to laugh at petty matters. Maintain eye contact. Do you want to know if that special someone is interested in you as well? Let's assume you're a man. You see a gorgeous lady that made your heart beat fast. Look at her with extreme confidence, letting her know you are interested. Then wait for her reaction. She may be a bit shy to stare back at you, so it's natural if she shifts her glance. Here's how to find out if she's attracted to you. If she looks down and away, she's interested. If she looks to the left or right, she's not interested. Conversation openers. If you want to start a relationship, you've got to initiate the dialogue. Here are some great openers. If he or she is a specialist, ask her, "How do you," or "What's it like to..." Ask him or her about his or her experiences, like, "Have you ever tried to?" or "Have you ever gone to?" Find out what interests him or her, and look for things he or she would be open to talk about. Give compliments in between conversations. Always stay calm and relaxed. Be curious and interested. He or she loves to flaunt his or her expertise and would like to tell stories of his or her life's adventures. Nod to signify that you're listening. Say, "Wow, great, I see," etc. Qualities that may spell the difference. Men give more weight to the outer physical appearance when choosing women. Ladies, on the other hand, give more importance to personal character and achievements. Here are some qualities that most women aspire for in a man. He must exhibit authority and command in every situation. He must have strong bonds with his family and friends. He must have ambition and the fire to succeed. He must have a sense of humor. He must have an exciting personality. She must feel safe and secure in his presence. Press the magic button of seduction. Congratulations. You asked him or her for a date, and that person has agreed. Finally, you get the opportunity to impress the apple of your eye. You've applied the steps earlier, and everything seems to be flowing smoothly. It's now time to make a lasting impression. Remember the chapter about anchors? We're going to use them in this situation. When he or she is telling one of their happy or exciting experiences, give a charming and sincere smile. Then do any one or more of the following combinations. Stroke his or her hair. Tilt his or her chin upwards. Touch his or her shoulder. Gently squeeze his or her hand. Then mention his or her name in the most irresistible and sweetest voice you could ever muster. Don't be too obvious with your actions. Act normally and with grace. Fire these anchors every time he or she is happy or excited. Or better yet, if he or she is in a romantic mood, every time you trigger the anchors, he or she will associate them with the wonderful feelings. Your dream lover may never want to leave your presence anymore. This is the end of chapter 15.